Orlando, Florida. There just really is. Coming from the state of Michigan to the free state of Florida, there's just a difference. And you can feel it. And not for the $50 I found on the ground when I got out of the car yesterday, but that was kind of nice.
That's
$50, Tracy.
That's not bad.
I'm sitting, well, we wheel into one of those little cell phone parking lots at the airport. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where we are. I looked down and said, I think it's $50. She goes, there is not. $50. Tracy Beans here, founder and editor-in-chief, Undercover DC. Tracy, good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, we were just sitting here talking about last year. People were like, oh, there's some virus. We didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, but the aftermath wasn't all that great.
What a difference a year makes. I mean, here's what happened. I've told this story a number of times, but we left, Ivy and I did. We went back, and a few days later, we all heard that somebody here had tested positive. And at the time, nobody knew. And so we called Town Square Media, regional vice president. So what do we do? They said, I don't know. Well, maybe just go broadcast remotely for a couple of weeks. Thankfully, we did. We built our studio. We've been rock solid ever since. But when the panic hit about 3 weeks after that, and it just went downhill. But here's the question I've been posing to people. Maybe you can help me. Can government stop a virus?
No. Not even nature can stop a virus.
Right. See, that's weird because they keep telling us to lock down and have quarantines and give up your rights and put on a mask and, you know, act abnormal, unnatural, consistently all the time, and your God-given rights, well, unless there's a pandemic, which I did not see in any copy of the Constitution I've read. Have you?
No, I haven't. And, you know, they've redefined the word pandemic 100 times in the past 5 years. So
explain. So here's the thing. Why do we allow this to happen? I mean, I don't know what to do. We're here in free Florida, and it's still a number of people that are wearing masks and different things going on and this and that. And so how do we get past this? Because people know it didn't work. The lockdowns didn't work. The quarantines didn't work. The kids are being abused because they're not in class where they belong.
Right.
Where
and when they do go back, they go back to plexiglass boxes, which is just gross. I think it would take a big act of civil disobedience and just stopping, you know, open your business, open your restaurant. They did it in Italy. They just opened everything. The restaurants just decided to all open one day and everybody went and ate. That was it. So it's just going to take something like that to be able to get back to normal. Otherwise, if we have, you know, Fauci leading the way,
Well, I mean, you're talking about opinions changing on a daily or weekly or daily. I mean, every time you hear the guy, he says something different.
Yeah, and he's got 100 masks on now.
Right. I think he's hermetically sealed as far as Anthony Fauci. Oh, see, they're making you put a mask on now.
I have to put a mask on to do my interview. This is pretty crazy.
Who said that?
Oh.
How am I supposed to talk? Hello, everyone. I'm muzzled.
Yeah, well, I'm not putting one on. They can toss me. At any rate, whatever.
This is crazy.
Exactly.
I'm in front of a microphone.
But let's be clear about this. This is not Ron DeSantis. This is this particular hotel. We'll just leave it at that.
Which, but the staff are really nice. They really are, but this is...
Right. So the point of the matter is we're in a place that we've never been before, nor should we be here. Because the virus is going to do what a virus does.
Yes.
I mean, as Alex Berenson says on Twitter for a year now, virus is going to virus.
And he's been great. You know, his data and stuff has been great. And, you know, if you take a look at California versus Florida and the stringent lockdowns in California, where it's okay for Nancy Pelosi to get her hair done, but it's not okay for businesses to open. Florida has done very, very well. And it's a cyclical thing. And there have been, you know, surprisingly no cases of the flu this year at all.
It's remarkable, isn't it? You know, I went back and looked at CDC maps because they have CDC maps that show the flu outbreak every year in the United States. And sometime between October and March, the whole country turns red. I mean, you have a trend of every year.
Mm-hmm.
For my entire, until this year, it's all green.
Yeah, there's
the strangest thing.
Three cases of flu, I think, in the entire country so far. Because the test that they're using to detect COVID, guess what, Steve? It's not specific to COVID.
You mean 40 cycles is too high?
Too high. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we've been saying for a year now. We've been talking about Carrie Mullis, who designed the PCR test or invented PCR, and the fact that you can adjust the test and thereby adjust the results you get. So if you want New York to stay locked down, just change the criteria by
which I'm actually open to that.
Have New York shut down?
Yes, I'm open to New York remaining locked down.
I don't mind. If we can keep them all there.
can we keep D.C. locked down? No. The problem is we're normalizing the abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
We're dehumanizing people. I love your masks that say Uncover D.C., but as lovely as they are, when you don't see somebody's face, you're dehumanizing people. This was a technique used thousands of years ago by people that were enslaved. They put the slaves in masks so they were just dehumanized.
Yeah, I wish more people would see the parallels. I really do. I feel like we've got, you know, a little less than half the country completely
buffaloed.
I mean, just brainwashed.
But it's weird when you go out beyond the city limits of the big cities, you find people that don't have the mask on. They're living free. They've had enough. They're moving on. They're embracing freedom. And so that's what I think we're seeing more and more of. And the disingenuous behavior of people like Gavin Newsom is incredibly loud.
Well, you see how he cares so much about signatures now, right?
Right. But, you know, the French Laundry, which sounds like it could be some sort of an other establishment. Just saying. So where are you going, Gavin? Going to the French Laundry. Oh, well, it is Tuesday. You know, it's your appointment day. You know what? We've got to stop this insanity and take back our freedoms and be people and stop living in fear. The fact of the matter is this. There's going to be infectious disease as long as I occupy the planet, as long as you do, we're going to be here, right? Infectious disease will occupy the planet. You need to learn to cope with it and deal with it. And as far as I know, there's not a single hospital in America that collapsed. Now, Italy, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, 3 years ago, Italy was classed by a flu pandemic.
Well, not only that, but they told the Italians to go around hugging the Chinese people right after they got off the ships there. So,
and here's something else that's remarkable. The World Health Organization in 2019 said that Italy had the second best healthcare system in the world. France was number one, by the way.
Of course.
And France was number one. Number two in the world, it was collapsed by a flu outbreak, and then it was collapsed by this outbreak. We need to learn to live with this, yes or no?
I think that we do. And, you know, I think that another thing we should be focused on is perhaps the experimentation they're doing with virus should be clamped down on a little.
You think?
You know, maybe we should be going after the folks that are manipulating nature to create these viruses.
So what you're suggesting then is if a virus that is found in nature in a, say, a lesser horseshoe bat whose nearest colony is just over 900 miles from Wuhan, that maybe we should take a closer look at that because it doesn't occur naturally in the environment in Wuhan. And if the virus ends up at a wet market, maybe it's because somebody went there for lunch when they left the lab, and maybe that's how it got sprinkled about. I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility.
Listen, you know, that can get you banned off of every airwave in the entire world if you keep saying things like that until they say it's okay.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Shame on you.
Tracy Beans, founder, editor-in-chief, Undercover DC. Do you have a minute more?
I do. It's Uncover, though. Uncover
DC. That's what I meant. I was thinking about Gavin Newsom again. Yeah, there I go. We'll be right back. Hold on. Oh, wait. I'm a little ahead of myself. Here's what I want to do. I want to hold Tracy through the break, tell people just a little bit more about what you're up to and where they can find what she's got going on, because she's always out there stirring things up, trying to get herself banned, trying to get me banned. Well, I see that. You're censored here. What did you get banned from here? Which one is
Twitter
that?
Twitter and Facebook.
Good work.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well.
It's a badge of honor.
You know, at this point, if you're not on somebody's list.
I know. I'm not doing something right.
What the hell's wrong with you? all right. It is the Steve Gerber Show live from CPAC. Again, the headliner is Donald Trump tomorrow. Sunday. Ron DeSantis tomorrow. Mike Pompeo on Saturday. Big lineup. Good people. But different altogether than it was 1 year ago. No question about that. It's the Steve Gerber Show live on a Thursday from Orlando, Florida at CPAC 2021. We'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect installed. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you